we're talking now to it's Charlie O'Connell, the chairman of the McMurray College School Board. Big announcement this morning that the school has named its 16th president, Mark Tierno. And so, you know, there's a lot of information in this press release. You're quoted in parts of it not, but a lot of information regarding, you know, why obviously Dr. Tierno was selected. And I guess I'll just kind of let you explain why the school board made this decision.
Well, yeah. First of all, you know, we started this search back in January, and as I said, I think in the announcement, we were absolutely convinced that if we couldn't find the perfect president for McMurray College by June 1st, which was our target date, we would probably restart the search and do it all over again. But fortunately, we did. We had, I think, almost 60 candidates interested in the position, which was really, from our perspective, terrific that that many people would be interested in McMurray. But the things we were looking for, you know, instead of, you know, we didn't focus on any one particular characteristic per se. We were looking for someone who had experience with small colleges, someone who had some success or experience with increasing enrollment, increasing fundraising, and obviously had a great academic background, someone who could work with our faculty, someone who could work with our staff, and we narrowed the candidates down to four several weeks ago, brought them all on campus, and we presented them to the students, to the staff, and certainly importantly to the faculty. And he just came out, he came out on top. He was a unanimous choice of the board. He scored extremely high with the faculty and the staff. So he was the obvious selection, and fortunately he said yes. Personally, he is just a terrific individual. I have spent the last week or two talking with him privately, and he is he's enthusiastic, he's articulate, he's smart. And he really was enamored of not only McMurray College, but I think importantly Jacksonville. He's indicated he'd like to come back to the Midwest. He actually taught not very far from where I live, about 6 miles up in Lake Forest, for a good number of years. Enjoyed the experience, and still has a lot of connections here in Illinois and the Midwest. So it was just an absolutely perfect fit for him and a perfect fit for us, so we are just absolutely thrilled to have him on board. He'll be starting July 1st is his start date. However, he will be coming on campus June 1st through the 3rd, so and he will be available for press interviews at that time also. So, but anyway, we are just absolutely delighted and thrilled and excited about having Dr. Tierno accept the position as the next president of the McMurray College.
Can you talk at all about what his accomplishments at Cazenovia that stood out to the selection committee?
Yeah, there's quite a few of them. Three that we were specifically focused on, but during his tenure there, it's a small college. Matter of fact, it's not far from where I actually grew up outside of Buffalo, and a very small college, but he took it over at a time when it was enrollment was declining, fundraising was declining, and we looked at his track record, and he had essentially done a terrific job. He increased enrollment immensely over his time frame, and it's small colleges everywhere struggle with enrollment. And I think he doubled it while he was there. He also has proven to be a very, very strong fundraiser. And I've talked to him quite a bit about both of these issues, and he's got when he interviewed with us, he's got a lot of really interesting ideas about fundraising, some things we can do that really kind of certainly were of great interest to the board and for that matter, the faculty and staff. The other thing he is very, which is interesting, he took a tour around the campus, and it was really kind of interesting. He pointed out just tiny little things that certainly, I mean, you could see them, but it was maintenance and with just how the campus looks. And, you know, and he was giving us, you know, just spitting out ideas about how we could maybe do something here. He was very enamored of the library and said, you know, we really should be using that more for events because it looks, you know, it's very screams you're in college now if you're a student.
Right.
So he's done a lot. He actually had some construction projects that he oversaw at Casanova and did a lot of maintenance, which we've already started down that road. I'm not sure that's necessarily something the press would be all that interested, but we've done an awful lot of maintenance over the last year at McMurray, and he's got some good ideas on how to manage that, too. And finally, I guess the biggest thing, too, he talked a lot with him about faculty and staff and his management style, and he appears to be extremely collaborative and willing to work with the faculty and staff, and for that matter, the board. He was also very pleased with our board from the perspective we have a lot of alumni, which he thinks is important. Because they tend to be a little more engaged and tend to be, more interested in making sure we succeed and do well. So those are kind of the big, you know, the big things. And finally, like I said, as I said earlier, his personality, he's I've gotten to know him a little bit more since the interviews, and he's a very interesting guy, very caring person, and knows an awful lot about managing a small private school. So he was, again, I keep coming back to this perfect fit, but he certainly is. And we're looking forward to some very good things going forward.
That's sounds great. Sounds like you guys really got a great deal on this. And I guess anything else that you would like to add?
No, just other than I'd like to thank everybody that, and I'll put in a plug for the search committee. They did a terrific job. And as a matter of fact, an absolutely outstanding job, worked very hard at this. And I want to thank them for all their efforts because they certainly, you know, it worked. We found the right person, I think. So we're very excited.